Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it? I'm glad you did. We're on a Saturday here. Saturday. I'm very excited about today. We've got a fantastic band called Anything But Human. They're from the Dallas, Texas area, and I really, really dig these guys. Let me welcome everybody, Joel and Ryan, and then we've just added someone else, I think the third member of the band. Hello and welcome.
Mr. Justin Potter.
Hey, Justin. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. So the gang's all here. I'm very excited to have you guys on. You guys are a phenomenal band. Very, very cool. And you haven't been playing together as Anything But Human earlier this year, right? It's when the band started?
Right. It's really a new project. I mean, I think it was about maybe April, May, when we finally found the name and kind of got this whole thing together. So we're still a baby band, but we're working really hard, you know.
Well, very tight, though. Very tight. And
Appreciate you guys.
Much longer than that. That's very cool. Now, did you guys, I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. But growing up, let me just preface this, growing up, all of my friends were in bands. Like, everybody I knew was either making music or movies. Mm. That's still kind of the case today. So I've been around a lot of musicians for many, many years. And something I know is that rarely do bands all start together out of the gate. Members are in different bands and whatnot, and you meet on the scene and this and that. And is that what happened in this case? You guys kind of came together?
Well, Justin the bass player, we've been in a band together since, how long has it been, man? Like almost a decade.
Like right out of high school. Right out of high school, we were in a band called Stone Road for a long time, and Ryan and I have been jamming together for many years now, and we've sort of come together to do this Anything But Human band.
Yeah, so we've kind of been working on that chemistry for a while, and I say that we're brand new, but technically, you know, this project is brand new, though.
I hear you. Well, it's a great rock band. It's a great rock band, and I love it when a good rock band comes around, because I think it's needed in the scene. Although I don't know how the scene in Dallas, I haven't been to Dallas in a long time, about 10 years. How is the rock scene in Dallas? Is it pretty cool? Is it good?
It's cool, man. It's kind of like a family over here. Everybody knows each other, and it's actually a really supportive scene. We have 97.1 The Eagle, and they support the local bands. They have a local hour, and they jam the bands for about an hour on Sunday night. And it's really cool. Everybody's pretty cool to each other, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And people are getting out to the shows. That's always a big thing.
yes, you know. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hear people all the time, you know, complain about a scene or something, and oh, there's just not much happening in my town. I'm like, well, how many shows did you go to last year? I'm like, well, that's why, because that's all anybody's doing. Got to get out. You know.
Yeah, You got to play out. I believe that. You know, it's an old formula, but it's still relevant. You have to play out as much as possible, I believe. So
and it's even more important nowadays.
If you're waiting for streaming revenues, that's going to be a long wait.
It's
a nice
absolutely.
You got play out and merch tables and all that. Now, you guys, let me ask you this. Being the band and whatnot, is a trio of musicians. With your writing process, is that done as a group effort, or is it done more? Does somebody take kind of the lead on that, or how does that work?
You know, right now how it is I write the songs kind of by myself, and then take it to the band, and you know the other guys put their input into the song. And originally, this project started out as a solo project, and it grew into a band, you know. But that's where we're at right now. But Justin's always coming in with riffs, and you know we're elaborating on that and working out stuff now. So we'll see where it goes. But right now, that's kind of been the process, you know. But I'm a strong believer in always, you know, kind of evolving and progressing and. Yeah, we'll see, you know, but that's where we're at right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. It's really cool when people come together in a band. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes it's a hunt, you know, where people gel well together, you know, and
right,
and it
yeah.
works.
Exactly.
That's special when that happens. That's
yeah,
cool.
You know,
that
we got is. with Joel, it just kind of the chemistry just kind of worked. And yeah, there's really not too much banging our heads against the wall or anything like that. We just, you know, it's really smooth. It's a smooth process with this band, and I dig it.
That's cool. Now you guys said you when you got out of high school. So you guys went. Let me ask you this: when you guys were youngsters, you know, kids and stuff, was rock band, rock musician, what you thought you'd be doing now, or was it a windy road, or when did it first hit, I guess, is a better question, that I need to be making music?
Well, speaking for myself here, I, you know, as a kid, I always thought, how awesome would it be to be, you know, up on stage and be a singer and all that stuff. But it wasn't really until I was about, like, 15 or so. My parents took me to church all the time, and, you know, we're pretty, you know, pretty standard East Texan, you know, religious family,
right.
You know what I mean? And we would go to church, and it wasn't until I started getting into the choir in there and then singing more often. They had what you call solo sessions where you get up and sing by yourself. And I just remember, you know, kind of shaking in my boots and just being freaked out, but finally kind of getting up there and singing. And, you know, they actually had cassette tapes that they would record the service on, you know.
Right.
And I would take the cassette tape home and eventually finally listen back to it. And it wasn't until then when I actually listened to myself sing. I was like, okay, I can hear the potential there. I can probably work with this, you know. And really since then, I just started working on my voice more. And then the songwriting kind of came slowly, but you know, it wasn't until then that I finally was like, okay, I think this might actually be a possibility. I might be able to make this happen. I don't know. You know, it's been a process, but, you know, around that time period was when I was like, you know, I want to be a musician. I want to make this happen.
That's cool, man. That is cool. My friends that came up playing, performing, and singing in the church, I tell you something that I noticed from the outside. Those are the cats who like to practice a lot later when they were in bands. They were always the ones getting prep. And I think what it was is they were used to that schedule. You know, they every week they had to perform.
Oh yeah.
You know,
that's kind of how this band is. We've got a pretty strict schedule, I'd say. We practice quite a bit. You know, so
that's awesome.
And I love music, and I love doing it as much as possible. So I'm always down for that.
That's cool. That is cool. And it's a valuable message for the bands out there and the musicians that are starting out and wanting to get into it. You got it. I'm a painter by trade, and I have young people all the time. Not only young people, but just people in general. They'll say, you know, I want to do what you're doing. And I'm like, well, you got to draw 3 hours a day. That's what
you got.
Doesn't matter what level you are.
In, you know.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And then there's the whole side. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, it doesn't really happen magically. It takes a lot of time, a lot of hard work, I believe, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had a guest yesterday, and he was talking about that, and he made a very interesting statement. He said, you know, there's not a lot of Post Malones out there. That job has been taken, you know? And even if you're not into that kind of music, that's a good point. Everybody I know that's successful, no matter what they're doing, man, whether it be music or whatever, they work. That's the common denominator, you know?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. I know a lot of people. I know people that have been on these shows, like, American Idol and The Voice and stuff like that, and that's great. And you know, they made their way up through the ranks. I don't know anybody personally who won the thing, but we got close, and that's awesome. Now they're working. You know, there's no shortcut.
Yeah, there isn't. I mean, I'm kind of old school. I don't know if I'm really a big fan of the talent shows, you know. I don't know about
I'm not. I think it's people you know all mean? Sense of oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you. And maybe it's just the people I know, but I'm an old man, I've been around a long time. Everybody I know, if you want to do something, man, you gotta put in the work. And now I really sound like an old man. And these kids today No, I'm not saying that. I know people 50 years old who haven't figured out that you got to work. But yeah,
well, there's no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts in it.
No.
I mean, you gotta put in the hours, you know, the time and the effort.
Yeah,
and yeah.
But were you guys? I heard somebody, one of the other band members, say something, and I didn't hear it clearly. Say again.
I said that was definitely true. And there are no shortcuts.
Oh, no.
I was about to question, are you guys alive? I feel like I'm being a
No, you're good. I'm listening.
By the way,
well, you know,
I'm
it's funny.
Cold, so sorry if I sound like this.
Oh, no, you sound fine. I, like I said, I'm an old man. I remember being a kid, a teenager, and, you know, yeah, all, like I said, all my friends, man, and this was the sad part with everybody I knew in those high school years. Everybody wanted to be a guitar player. So people would form a band, and I'm like, well, that's great. There's seven guitar players. You guys might want to find a drummer, you know, or a singer, I'm just saying. It's like a symphony in here. But, you know, because everybody just played guitar, everybody I knew. But the thing was, is I remember that there was the dream. Everybody kind of had this, and I don't know, it's probably from movies or whatnot. But, you know, they thought that a big limo would pull up and rich guy smoking a cigar and say, I'm going to make you a star. And next thing you know, they're on planes dating models. I haven't seen that happen to anybody, you know, at least that I know. Never.
I know one guy it's happened to, and it's yeah, it's pretty nuts.
How is he? Is he okay, or
well,
did he turn into a freak?
No, he's a great guy. He was in a band that was in, around the early 2000s, which was around the time period, I think, when all that stuff kind of dwindling down, the whole limos and the big labels and all that stuff, you know. But he was in a band called Element 80, and they kicked ass. And no, he's a really awesome guy. His name's David Galloway. But he's still doing music right now, and you know, but I've learned a lot from him. I've kind of been a student of him, and I've learned a lot of what this business can do to people. And he's told me some of the stories, and you know, it's a wild, wild business.
Oh,
I mean, in short, you know, but,
absolutely.
No, he's all right. He's still got, you know, he's still got everything
good.
Together.
That's
he's still
good.
Doing music. And
There's, it's a crazy business, and I think that a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to do this, and you guys know this, you guys have been around and whatnot. You know, there's a lot to it that nobody talks about too. You know, where I was just talking to somebody that got picked up on a pretty big national tour, and you know, and that was, and he's like, if I be honest with you, and I don't want to name who he is, I don't want to on the show, but we were talking, and he said, yeah. Be honest with you, he goes, my first thought was, oh, this is amazing. This is, you know, I grew up listening to these guys. And he goes, my second thought is, how are we going to afford it? You know, that the RV gets 8 miles to the gallon.
Right.
3,000
right.
miles to go. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just
it's wild.
Stuff like that.
It's wild, right?
Got to put it in the work. So you guys have some big shows coming up and whatnot. You've got your singles out. I really like, I just saw, I've been playing the lyric video all week long to, I had it here in front of me. I got to scroll down on my feed here a little bit. For Arise, that's what it was. That's what it was. That's a cool song.
Arise.
I dig that song. I did the lyric video for it. And then I was over at your Facebook page before we came on the show, and I just saw the video for, which was very cool too. And I hadn't heard this track yet, but I don't know why not. I guess it's The Road. And that's a great song. That's a great track, man, and a cool video.
Man, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we did that video back in, I think it was like, what was it, June, you guys? June or July. And we put it out.
Yeah, it was in June.
Yeah, and it's hot as hell. You can tell by the way, I've got so much sweat on me, you know, in that video.
Yeah, it was really fun to shoot them.
Bummer. Say again?
It was really fun to shoot that video.
It was the first time any of us had done a video before, and we did it with a director. His name's Matthew JC, and his production company, 1307 Productions. And it was a really cool experience, you know. And we're working on putting a video together now for Where You Are.
Nice.
And I personally can't wait. I've had a blast doing that video, so I can't wait to do the next one.
That's cool, man. I was just going to ask, about out of all the musicians I know, I always ask them, I'm like, what are your thoughts? I grew up watching music videos, you know, so I always dig them. But, you know, it's usually split about halfway. They're like, oh, I love it. And then the other half's like, oh, it's a necessary evil. You got to do it. You got to have that YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
People check it out. But
I don't know. I think I just
I think you guys did a good job
of the whole thing. You know.
Oh really?
Yeah, I dig it. It's another creative process, and I'm all for it. I love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys. You guys are professional musicians and whatnot. It's obvious you're very good at your skill sets. Phenomenal. Specific guitars or instruments that you guys use? Like, do you have go-to instruments that you're like, I always got a Les Paul or whatever it is?
Well, I just got a new guitar. My brother over here, Joel, helped me get it. It's a Rickenbacker, and it's a gorgeous guitar. I've honestly wanted one for, God, I don't even know how, probably since I was a teenager, I wanted one. As soon as Justin got a Rick, I was like, Justin plays a bass Rick. And so now we're just a Rickenbacker band.
Yeah, I've got an old 70s Rickenbacker 4001 bass that I've had for many years. That's been my main bass guitar. So now we got the matching with him playing the Rickenbacker. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Pearl guy. I'm playing Pearl, and I guess my go-to cymbals are Sintent cymbals, but
nice.
Pearl is the kit that I prefer.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Now, did you start out with Pearls, or how'd you start out?
No, I started out with Ludwigs, the old Vista Lights, years and decades ago. But I ended up purchasing a set of Master Customs, and I just love the sound of them. I've had DW and Remo and some other sets, but nothing sounds as thick and pure as the Pearl.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Awesome. That's cool. I've heard that. Now, to me, here's a question that I've always wondered, too, with musicians and whatnot. Like I said, I'll go to a show or something, and I'll dig the band. I'm like, oh, man, that just sounds great. I'm having a great time. I have no idea what kind of instruments. Like, I can't tell the difference, but that's not my thing. You know what I mean? As musicians, when you guys go to a show or something, I mean, can you hear that? Or you listen to something on the radio or a CD or something? Can you distinguish the difference?
I'm a big dork when I go to shows. Like, I'm
Ryan
looking
can.
At the stage. You know, I'm always like, check out that rig he's got, man. No, I'm like, oh, look, he's going stereo with this amp. And, you know, that's, you know.
You're always trying to get a good look at the set of boards.
Yeah, trying to look down at the ground. What is he using there, you know? And the bands that I get into, I honestly am a big geek. I look into the gear they use and, you know, kind of just
that's
do
so
my research.
Cool. I'm so jealous that you have that knowledge, you know? I mean, that's like, it almost reminds me of like when you watch a James Bond movie and he's got a gal out and he'll order wine or something, you know, and he can, oh, well, this is blah, 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 and, you know. I always think to myself, it'd be so cool to be able to know that. And hearing you, I'm like jealous. I'm like, man, I want to know. Because I bet it would sound different to me, you know, and I'd have a different appreciation for...
Right. Well, I hear these, you know, guitar players and stuff that I love their tone. And I'm like, you know, how can I take what they're doing, not totally mimic it, but kind of put it into my sound as much as I can, you know, and kind of form my own sound out of borrowing other people's stuff, you know, ideas and putting it together. And
Yeah.
It's kind of a never ending thing for me. I'm, you know, always trying to gain more knowledge in that field and stuff, you know, trying to broaden my knowledge.
No, absolutely. You know what, many years ago when I was in art school, one of the things that our art teachers used to have us do, and if you've ever been to an art museum, you'll probably see some weird ass looking kids in there, you know, looking at paintings and sketching and whatnot. And they're usually on assignment. They have to go, you know, in there. And one of the things that you do is when you do that is you learn, you know what I mean? You learn little tricks and technique and it's a great learning experience. I tell young musicians that I talk to and they're like, oh, I just, you know, I need to know more. I'm like, you need to go to more shows. You need to go watch. It's like you guys, you know, where music becomes your life. You're really into it. And, you know, everything's a class. Every show should be a class, you know?
You said it perfectly. And I think the best thing you can do is go to live shows. Nothing beats the live experience, I think. And see what they're doing, you know, watch how they do things. And, it's a good class. Yeah.
And especially if something goes wrong, because guess what, guys? Things are going to happen. And
all the time.
How
all
other
time.
People. You guys know. You know.
Yeah,
you
we
guys
just got back
know.
Out of town gear. I come put my amp, set it up in the practice rehearsal space, and a tube falls out of the amp. And I'm like, you know.
Oh, man.
It's just kind of never ending, you know, the maintenance of this stuff.
Right. Let me ask you guys, as guitar players, do you guys have the milk crate somewhere in your pad with the, 1,000 broken guitar chords in it? Every guitar player I know, they're like, I'm going to get those fixed. They never do.
Oh, yeah.
They just have a giant milk crate. Is that safe?
Yeah. Justin's probably the man there. He's got
yeah.
a garage. Well, the garage looks nice now, but yeah, I've got plenty of broken things.
Justin's poor girl. She's like, yeah, get it out of here, man. Get it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, this happened to me. I was talking to a friend of mine last week. He almost got a divorce over amplifiers being in the living room too long. And I'm like, well, how long did you have them in there? He's like, well, 2 years. No, man, you can't do that. they ain't gonna
put up with
for
that. Oh, he's with
the wrong
woman.
There was some more stuff. Yeah, I think there was some more stuff going on. I think that was just a, they were at the point where she was looking for something. I've been
right
there.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's crazy.
That's
crazy. But three cheers to the ones to put up with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's awesome when that happens. So that's cool. Let's play you guys this track. I like this track a lot. This is Where You Are. No, this is out right now, right? People can pick this up?
It's out everywhere online. So, yeah, it's
nice.
Yeah, you can download it off of, I don't know, like 49, 50 different websites. And obviously Spotify, iTunes. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's the way to go, man. That is the way to go. Well, here it is, everybody. Check this out. It's Anything But Human. This is Where You Are.
Yeah.
What a fantastic track. Fantastic track. Where you are.
Thank you.
Anything but human.
Thank
yeah,
you,
brother. Man.
Thank you.
I'm
Thank
telling you. That's a kick-ass song.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you playing it.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, are you guys, because I know people do it two different ways. Well, you know, different ways, I guess. Some people just release singles and whatnot. Other people put it their, you know, put it together on an EP or whatnot. Is the is your guys' plan to do singles or? I mean, I think both ways have merit. I'm just curious.
Well, right now it's kind of we're doing the single route. We're just putting out singles and trying to build an audience. I think.
Right.
And once we have
Smart.
An audience. We want to release an album. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We're just putting out singles and doing it that way.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Well, the reason I ask is I want to hear more. It's totally selfish. You know. So
oh, that's great.
I will be bugging
really
you.
Really
you know,
well, we actually, we just got a master back today or yesterday for a new song. So.
Oh, nice.
We want to put that out probably early next year, I think. So, yeah, it's kind of – I don't know for sure yet, but, yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, that's awesome, man. That is awesome. I can't wait. Yeah, no, I'm sure the fans feel the same way and whatnot. Now, I know you guys have some upcoming shows I saw listed. You guys want to talk – let people know about those?
Yeah, sure. Well, our next show is going to be November 22nd at O'Reilly's Pub in Dallas.
Nice.
I'm not sure who the other bands we're playing with. Do you guys know? I'm terrible.
I do know it's – 1 second, let me see. Actually,
no,
I have
no worries.
In front of me.
Well,
yeah, we'll be playing with Thin White Line and along with Relative Cause. Or there's a few bands that are playing. I think we go on at 11 o'clock. Is that correct, Ryan?
I believe so. Yeah, just kind of probably try to be there about 8 o'clock. And it's free parking. It'll be $10 to get in. So not a bad deal.
Nice. No.
And then
no. See a bunch of bands for
that,
$10.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
can't beat it.
Yeah. You can't beat it, man. And see, you know, three or four other bands too. You know, it's always a good deal.
That's fantastic.
And then after that, we have a show that we're really excited about as well. It's December 6th at Gas Monkey Bar and Grill in Dallas. We're going to be playing with the band Messer. They just got off tour a tour with Scott Stapp from Creed. And who else is on the bill? We got Mad Mexicans will be on the bill, and a newer band named Dead Sun, I believe is the name of that band. But that'll be December 6th.
That's also part of the 97.1 Russ Martin Listeners Foundation. So that's going to be a pretty important show, I think.
Yeah, all the money made from the show is going to the firefighters and police officers that have passed away at the end of the line.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So this
fantastic.
It's a good one.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled L-A-P-O-T-H-I-C-A-I-R-E-U-N-I-Q-U-E. .com, L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Well, you know, I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You hear about these shows, and you know, we're always like harping on, you know, oh, go to the shows and go to the shows. I'm telling you, every cool band story that anybody's ever told me is about going to see a band. You know, a couple come to mind. You know, I had somebody, a friend of mine, tell me, you know, he was, his big thing he'd bring up anytime he was drinking, I saw Guns N' Roses when they were the opening act for blah, 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 you know. And those are cool memories, man. Those are cool stories to have, you know. And you go to these shows and you have that experience, and that's something you always have. And absolutely. Absolutely. And
we just got back from the other weekend. We went and saw we went to Aftershock Festival and saw a bunch of bands.
Oh, that's cool.
Highly Suspect, Stone Temple Pilots, Chevelle. I mean, a bunch of bands. It was really cool. Pretty crazy experience too. Tool as well.
Yeah,
Tool.
Cool.
Wow. That's probably what I'm still sick from all the dirt and, you know, crap
right.
in here from people kicking it out everywhere.
I think if people come out and see a lot of the local shows, they don't realize the music that they're really missing. Just because you don't know the name or the band, there's some really, really good music out there right now. Really good music out there.
Well said.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because you don't never heard of, I mean, everybody can go see the Tool and the, you know, Metallica, but I'm telling you, there's some bands that are locally touring that are they're phenomenal. I mean, they're just phenomenal, and you don't know what you're missing. You just for $10, I mean, it's well worth it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's so funny. I was telling somebody this the other day. I think I was at a party. I don't know, about a month or two ago, and yeah, there's always this guy at the party. You know, there's always some guys drinking a little bit and. They find out about my show or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, you know, there hasn't been any good music since, you know, 1982. And I'm like, I get it. That was when you kissed a girl for the first time. And, you know, yeah, that music was part of your thing.
But I'm telling you, man, I always tell these people that I'm like, I hear good music every week because of the show. There are phenomenal musicians out there that are great talents, and then they're backed up by technology. You know, there's great systems in place. People can do things that were really expensive to do in 1982. And so, and let alone the technology to hear these bands, you know, you can listen to podcasts, you can hear the streams, you download Spotify, you know, that's amazing technology, you know?
Yeah. Well, then you have the people that say, oh, rock is dead. Rock is dead and all this stuff. But it's like, you know, I mean, the only way it's going to, you know, have a resurgence is if people push these younger bands and these local bands that are coming up. You know, how else are they going to, you know, get, you know, fans if nobody's coming out to the shows, nobody's, you know, streaming, downloading. You know, it takes you guys, it takes the fans. That's what it takes to get to the next level and get heard and get rock back out there, I think, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and you guys are making it happen. You know, you guys are out there in the trenches here. And, you know, my hat goes off to you, you know. It's fantastic. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the track you heard just now that we just played a little bit ago, Where You Are, Anything But Human, it's everywhere. I want you to add it to your Spotify playlist, your Pandora playlist, all of that. And also, we have links up to the Anything But Human website. Their social media, and hey, that is so important too. People, a lot of people don't realize this if they're not in the entertainment business. We live in an algorithm world. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it or not, that's how that works. If you dig somebody, whether they be a band or making an indie film or just making the best hamburgers in town or whatever, like and share the social media because it helps tremendously.
Makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And it's cool, too. One of the cool things that I like about the era we live in is, now this wasn't the case. When I was a youngster, and, you know, I wanted to, go meet Def Leppard or whatever, or have some interaction with those guys. Man, I had to wait outside. You know, I had to finagle my way backstage or, you know, if you could even do that. And chances were you couldn't. We live in an era where you guys, you know, have fans all over the world and you can communicate with them and talk. And because there can be this cool interaction, you know, like, hey, I just wanted to tell you guys I dug this that you're doing there, you know. And a lot of bands really appreciate that feedback. And, you know, that wasn't always the case, man. That was not always the case where you could talk to Joel, you know. That's it's cool that we're there, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I honestly, anytime anybody's a fan of what we're working on, what we're creating, that person to me is so important. And, you know, don't be a stranger. Go ahead and send us a message. You know, we'll gladly talk to you and talk about whatever, you know. I love anybody that's a fan of ABH, you know.
Absolutely. And you guys are all cool, too. I imagine after a show, you know, you guys are hanging out at the bar by the merch table. Man, go over, buy a CD. I bet you they'll sign it. I bet you they'll give you a picture.
We do.
Get a picture.
Yep.
You know, yeah, that's how that works.
We talk to everybody. We do. We talk to everybody. If anybody wants to talk to us, meet us, we're there.
Love talking to
that
the fans.
Awesome. And I'll tell you, the cool thing about that, ladies and gentlemen, is in a year or so, when, you know, ABH is flying around in their G6 and whatnot, and you're broke, you can go on the Pawn Stars with that signed CD and enough money for rent for 6 months. So there you go.
Oh, you are awesome. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, guys, I want to thank you guys all for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show and whatnot. I know I kept you a little longer than I said I would. I apologize about that. I hope I didn't ruin any schedule. But man, it was so cool talking to you guys and having you guys on.
Anytime.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to hear more. You guys all know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Keep doing what you're doing because you're real, real good at it. You know?
Thank you.
Just real good
Thank
at
you,
it.
Sir.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate
Absolutely.
You, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you very
much. Yeah. Well, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Today's Saturday, so we will. Let's see, we're back on Tuesday. Tuesday, we have a. You know, it's interesting. We have another act out of Texas. I believe they're out of Fort Worth, I think they're out of Houston. Actually, I don't know. But Susie and Norman Pringle are going to be on, returning guests. And Susie, what's the polite way to say that? She is a phenomenal metal singer, and she's been around for a little bit. She's of a certain character and age, I should say, and just phenomenal. So, phenomenal. Blow you away when you hear. That'll be Tuesday evening, 9 o'clock here on the East Coast, at 6 o'clock out on the West, and everywhere else in between. And forward and reverse, you know, the whole curvature of the earth thing. Anyhow, we will see you then. This episode, ladies and gentlemen, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and streaming platforms and all of that. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. It's always free on all these things. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review like we were talking. It's an algorithm world. That puts us up at the top of the page when you do that. Keeps us up there. And when I talk to advertisers, man, that conversation is way different if you're not at the top of the page. So I appreciate it. Helps a lot. Anyhow, we will see you guys next time. Again, Anything But Human, get to their website, anythingbuthuman.com. They have links to all their social media and whatnot there. Like and share that. And we will see you all next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.